his brother, and Uncle Mac. I call him Uncle Mac all the time, and you can never call him Grandpa. And he and Uncle first.
Yeah, I guess so.
And so she married him, and she died with living with him. He lived a year afterwards, and he died.
Was your grandpa from Raymer too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So your family was in your daddy's family in Raymer for quite a while, weren't
you? Yeah,
they,
she was a style.
Mm-hmm.
And conversed a style with her brother.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a gang of them.
Mm-hmm. You remember anything about your mother's mother's parents?
Well, she was Woody, Uncle Woody, and that was her brother,
mm-hmm.
my grandmother's brother. And
remember what her maiden name was?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, her last name?
She married me, and she was her name was last name was.
Well, were they from both from down in Crenshaw County?
No, she was from around Old Line, Alabama.
What county is that in?
I don't know what kind of
county that is in South Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it's
down here between Dothan and Montgomery.
Mm-hmm. You're down around like Pike County in that area.
Well, it might have been Pike County below Troy.
You're probably Pike County
mm-hmm.
down there.
Mm-hmm. Just below Troy.
Mm-hmm. As he was from Crenshaw County.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. How many? Oh, you know anything else about your ancestry, where your folks came from, originally, anything like that?
Well, I got records of. I did have an old Bible that told all about them. It was Uncle Bridges and Uncle Stark and Uncle Tom and Aunt Babe, and all of them were farmers, but they were rich. And Uncle Woody had so much money he didn't know what to do with it. And they cashed in when they Confederate money. When they changed over there, he had several trunks loaded with that.
Oh.
And $1,000 bills and all. And from one penny up. And so when he died and Cousin Maude died, I don't know what they done with them trunks, but I went down looking for them. But he told me $5,000 of gold buried in an iron pot.
Huh.
And on that land, and so I was the only one who could tell where it was. Because he carried me out there when I was a kid, and boy, you have a golden apple. Or some pure gold. And
I wonder how much it'd be worth now.
Well, it'd be worth the value of money. It's pure gold and coin.
I guess you'd get a great deal of money for that, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Uncle Jim Henry Pennington sold land. And so I had never been down there to see about it. And I still know where it is. But the oil well dug right down the back of the house there.